John Jay?
Yeah.
Kevin Tyler.
David Stipe.
And video, we have Mr. Panther. He's from Vancouver.
AJ, you're muted.
That's okay.
Been doing this for 4 years.
I know.
Still find myself on mute. Yes, AJ Panther with Vancouver Schools.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Lent, would you like to introduce yourself?
Yes, sir. Hey, this is Brian Lind, and I'm from calling from Maui right now, about a half hour till he puts back to Portland. So I just wanted to say hi and say please. That's about it.
All right. And we did get your letter. Danielle Hill.
Thank you. Yeah. Okay.
We don't have a quorum. So public comments, I guess. Mr. Lind, would you like to comment?
Sure. It'll be brief. It's as mentioned earlier, I just wanted to say please for my offer, and also just wanted to let you know too. It's if I wasn't really clear in the letter, we have cash to make a purchase with Expedience, and I kind of think it'd be not only a good deal for us to get a little more space for our privacy and for some of the concerns there, but also and for the kids, but also the way I see it was it would be more cash for the county and property taxes in the future for the county. So that's all I got. So thanks for your consideration, and I'll probably check off here because I got to go get ready to fly an airplane. So that's all.
Okay. We'll have somebody respond to it.
Yeah, we'll get in touch with them.
Okay.
Get in touch with you.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys. Kevin, you're on.
So technically, the other public comment was from Kayla.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I saw that.
One more public comment.
One more. I didn't understand quite what the issue was there, but
she wants to join. She wanted to join the meeting to talk about Prairie Field.
Right.
So.
In Prairie Field softball contract.
Renewing the.
Yes.
Okay.
We are not renewing the agreement.
She's not here, so we don't know what her.
Yeah. So I believe that we let you know in the last meeting that we terminated it. We gave them notice to. Of termination.
Okay.
My manager's report.
Yeah. Kevin's going to provide an update on that, evidently.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Is it my turn?
It's your turn now.
Okay, so department updates. And so this first one isn't necessarily about parks, but it does, like, it helps with management of division resources. You know, we've hired a new compliance manager for Camp Bonneville. That person's going to start next week. I'll put out an official announcement here shortly about.
We wish him good luck to Howard later.
Yeah. Who the individual is. That'll help take pressure off of our parks maintenance superintendent, Eric Harrison. And so. And one of our project managers. And just the new division manager when that person's in. The parks can stand up and focus on parks. We'll have lands focusing on some of these other challenging things and legacy lands and other stuff. So that's good news. We heard today from our director that a decision has been made about a division manager as well. And so there'll be an announcement about that soon. So that's good news with somebody starting here very soon, hopefully within a month or so. And then we know that the decision about a deputy director is also very close. So all of those things will help, I think, parks.
Hopefully get some stuff off of your table.
Yeah, it'll help me immensely. Being selfish here, but it'll help the department, help the division, help parks division, and you know the land management division start to you know, peel things apart and figure out our own identities. So all those things are happening soon. We have a couple of upcoming work sessions. So tomorrow there's a work session on Camp Bonneville. That's primarily to talk about the cleanup status of Camp Bonneville, where the county is with that. And then David and I are going to be working on a couple of other work sessions that are coming up. October 23rd is one, and November 6th.
The 23rd or the 27th?
I thought it was the 23rd. Pretty sure it's the 23rd. All right, yeah. So the first one is to present, is to talk to council about the Greater Clarks Parks District interlocal agreement. And so because the district is a separate entity technically from the county, there should be an interlocal agreement between the county and the parks district. We had an interlocal agreement when it was the Vancouver Clark Parks District, and that was a three-party interlocal agreement between the county, the city, and the parks district. That went away when we parted ways with that, with the city in that relationship. And there's a need to put that, that interlocal agreement back in place. It determines how the county is going to expend resources that technically are the district's resources, like the funding that comes in through the levy is the district's funding, and how is the county going to, you know, manage that system? It's an interesting relationship because the board of the Greater Clarks Park District is the county council, so we're arranging an interlocal agreement with ourselves. Mm-hmm. But it's something that needs to be done. So we'll be talking to council about that. And then we're also going to talk to council in November about the parks capital improvement plan.
On the 6th,
yeah.
That's the work session.
And that's the work session, yeah.
Be maybe shortly after. 2 to 4 weeks after.
Yeah.
Hopefully in November, but it could be as late as December.
And I don't know that we talked about this last time, but we were working under the assumption that the Parks Capital Improvement Plan would go to the Planning Commission. And we've since made the decision that it's not happening this year, doesn't have to happen this year. And that will be revisited to make a more determination on the need. But we will be working closely with community planning as they work through the process to update the comprehensive plan. And there's a whole chapter on parks and recreation David and I discussed with some of the planning team today.
Technically, the capital facilities plan is supposed to go to the Planning Commission, and the planning department is using the capital improvement plan and the capital facilities plan. They're switching back and forth between those two names.
Yes.
And so we're going to work with them over the course of next year to actually develop a capital facilities plan, which is more of a 10-year planning outlook that really...
Capital facilities plan.
Yeah, CFP versus the CIP. So, yeah, that's how I feel about it, too.
I bet you. another
document put together. So, that's part of the reason why we're not going to Planning Commission. They're neck deep in
stuff.
The comp plan update.
So. It's beginning some publicity also.
Mm-hmm.
And then the only other update I have, there's two more updates. So we talked about Prairie Fields. So there was a notice of termination sent to Prairie Fields Association about the lease agreement for Prairie Fields. The county's made the decision to move on from that. That relationship, and they're having a few more tournaments out there. They've requested a 2-week extension. We've talked about that in our property management committee and agreed that we think it's okay to extend that for that a couple weeks, so they have enough time to after the, I think they're Halloween time frame tournaments, after the Halloween tournaments, to give them a few weeks to get, you know, equipment and stuff off the property. And then we David has put a line item in the capital plan for next year to start looking at safety and security, primarily at the park for the near term. And what sort of fencing, gate, and then looking at the structures out there is what do we maybe need to do to make sure that it's safe for people to continue to use the property? What does that look like? That's going to be something we undertake early next year.
What are the issues? What's the issue?
So some of the buildings out there, they're older.
Yeah.
And the some of the facilities within those buildings are not necessarily up to count, to the current building code, and it just wasn't clear to our facilities department if they're safe for people to be in. I think was the main concern we were seeing out there.
They were also violating other conditions in the lease. They were allowing people to bring alcohol onto the property. There was overnight camping property. It was previously allowed, and it wasn't. We told them that we weren't going to allow them to move forward.
Let me ask you, Pat, let me follow up this question, because you said safety and security. So I understand the safety part of it, the buildings, the structures, and all that. What is the security element? What was so insecure that you wanted to improve? And what things do you think would make it more secure? I mean, what structures or whatever, the cameras, what are you going to do? And what is it based on?
Yeah, so so in my mind, security would be fencing and gate.
Okay.
So right. So securing it from, public access at night, things like that. Making sure
for the time being.
Yeah, for the time being.
Okay, so the most basic, not based upon an incident that happened.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So the only said security thing, the government. We say security, we're talking about a lot of events.
Yeah. So we haven't decided with the police committee and the property management committee whether we would put out a request for proposals to hire another operator. We haven't decided whether we would do a master plan and make improvements to it and then look for an operator, or manage it like we manage Luke Jensen, or we operate it. There's just a lot of questions that we still need to answer. And in the meantime, there's just things that we need to make sure that nobody don't go out there themselves. It's unfortunate that we're at this point, but years of deferred maintenance put us in this position.
And the last one is, I know we talked about the East Fork Reconnection Project that the Lower Columbia History Partnership is the sponsor for. It's a big $20 million stream restoration project, the East Fork of the Lewis River. That project is progressing to the point where us and the Estuary Partnership will start doing more community outreach before leading into construction, which will start next spring. And if you remember, one of the components of that project is to move the trail away from the river at Lower Daybreak Park. And so I think it would be a good idea to make sure that Parks Advisory Board is aware what those changes look like. So Danielle doesn't know this, but I'm letting her know now that we would like to present that to you. And I don't think it needs to be anything very formal, but we'll bring in the design and show you what that looks like. So you could be aware, and that, as we get the word out to the community, that, people in parks are aware as well. And so if there's community feedback about that, you guys aren't caught off guard. Right. Right, cool.
So there'll be a new trail just farther away from the actual waterway itself.
Yeah.
Still in the pretty riparian area, though.
Yeah, some of it is. Some of it's moving away just because of the nature of that river continuing to come forward. But we're also opening it up. The design also allows for flooding, more gradual flooding, where it's not going to eat away at the bank. I think the soft surface trail will end up being closer to the river, where the hard surface trail will be tucked back. So the more The more expensive infrastructure will be further away. Yeah.
We talked about a boardwalk in the right, more of the riparian zone. So they're taking that vertical slope and they're laying it back and they're planting it. So, and it's a significant earth moving exercise to try and make it a little bit more natural, the shoreline.
I couldn't recall when was the last time we talked to you about this. And if you've seen any designs, so I think it'd be good for you to see what that looks like now.
Yeah. Yeah. Danielle's talked about it, but yeah. I haven't seen any designs.
So
is the planting contract all the same contractor all the way up and down the East Fork?
I don't know. I think they're going to do the construction and the planting contract might come later. There's also some discussion about the county and Clark Public Utilities taking on some of those planting projects.
Well, right now the state is running it with that, right, with the restoration committee. That's what I understand. State Fish and Wildlife.
And where would that be?
East Fork of the Lewis.
They're running the planting
contract. They're running the planting contract. So they told me when I said, what are you doing with your dog loose down here?
Oh, and where was that?
This was last Friday.
Okay.
And I rode down, as I frequently do, in the bottoms. That's what I call it.
Yeah.
And I ran across a woman and a man with the dog loose. And they didn't know I was around until I rode up. And then, of course, they corralled the dog. And it was the guy from the State Fish and Game talking to the woman who represents the Restoration Committee. Blah, blah, Restoration Committee. I can't remember the name.
Okay.
I should. But they said that they're the ones that have been doing the planting. He runs it. She's in charge of it. And that you guys were partners. You guys. The county is a partner.
Right.
And this is all, of course, on your legacy land.
Yeah.
Or our legacy land.
Yeah. So if you could give me location and names, we could probably run that down. But yeah.
I can't give you their names.
And I
was on a horse without a pencil.
And what's the location?
The location? You know where the pump station is?
Yeah.
Go down a really rocky road, and there's a little pump house, and then right by the creek, there's this pump station that pumps water, I guess, up the hill. They were there.
Okay.
And they were actually parked at the intersection of the roads. That one would lead to that, and one would lead up. Undoubtedly, the way they came. Mm-hmm. It's a road that comes from a very tiny cul-de-sac in a community.
Danielle,
I could show you on the map, but I didn't keep their names.
Was this north of the creek or south of the creek?
This would be on the north side. No, the south side of the creek.
It's not ringing a bell. The other thing I would say, Kevin and everyone, is that we've talked about volunteer events, planting events at Lower Daybreak Park.
This is nowhere near Daybreak. Nowhere near Daybreak. This is more towards La Center than Daybreak.
So did you come in at Paradise? Did you come in at Paradise Park?
No, I come down from the Crazy Eight stable, which is the only way horses can get down there. And so it's then
Cecil
Palmer's place.
Okay.
So it's southeast of that, because you know it's not really an east west, even though my brain wants it to be east west. It's more that way.
So in that area, there is some state owned land.
Oh, that's this not, was not the state owned. Okay. This was not the 39 acres, because that's even farther to it. This was right on your land.
Yeah. Okay.
Right and on the Lexi land.
In that area, we're working with Clark Public Utilities. They have a planting agreement with us.
It wasn't public utilities.
Sheep or Shriver.
Okay.
And they were assuring me that they weren't going to use plastic, and yes, they really were going to take their little damn flags away. And I was, you know, my usual complaint about all the huge shreds of plastic that frame all the big trees now.
Yeah.
Well, we don't use plastic. That was the park public utilities that did that. Okay. Not the park, the public utilities that did that. And I can show it to you on the map.
If you want to get in touch with Danielle offline, we can we can run it down for you.
I can do that. Well, I'm just, they were there.
Yeah.
And they were saying they were running the plantings these days. Okay. They just did a huge one right beneath the Palmer's place. Right by the bridge. By that contract.
Yes, so that's Clark Public Utilities just past the bridge on the right hand side.
Yeah.
And they're the ones that installed all of that. That was 7 acres of planting underneath Fabro's property, not Fabro, Steckman's property below Cecil. So yeah, that's Clark Public Utilities. They are doing a secondary grant to be on the west side of the bridge.
And all their funding comes from the state.
Correct. But I don't know why they'd be there on a Saturday. That's weird. I don't think they work Saturdays. Don, do they work Saturdays?
I just don't think it's weird that people are at job sites on weekends. I mean, I love the outdoors, and I like to go see some of my projects, too. There's a lot of people involved in planting in Clark County. We've got upwards of 30 different agencies and nonprofits, whether it be Lower Columbia Fish Enhancement Group or be the Estuary Committee, or whether it's the Fish Recovery Group or Columbia Land Trust. I mean, any alphabet name, there should be people out there. So I was just wondering, I was curious, what was the complaint with that they had a dog off leash? Or that there was plastic on trees. I'm missing it.
Oh, Don, that's minor. I consider myself as a user down there to at least remind people who are breaking the law that they need to pay attention because my horse has been attacked twice there. He doesn't like big black dogs. And he's a big black horse, but he's a prey animal. So anyway, the dog was not really, that's just me being snide, okay?
Oh,
however, there was also 3 ATVs and 2 motorcycles that come in regularly, I am told,
from the Pioneer
Cemetery. That's a problem.
Yeah, we have those problems.
Yeah, that's truly a problem. And they know they're not supposed to be there, and they cut the gate and they go through there, so I am told. I don't know where they really came from.
County councilman should be down.
Okay, that looks like the stable right there. But I mean, for the group at large, there's a lot of agencies that are doing all these restoration projects because through development and pure ignorance, a lot of our streams that used to run year-round no longer do. And there's just a lot of work that needs to be done. And finally, some of the floodgates open, good pun, by the way, of some of these finances, and people can actually get their projects funded. So, I think it's important. So if they're there for the weekend, maybe they're emotionally invested to get it done.
I don't have anything else from a manager's update perspective.
Now that we have a quorum, can we back up
approve
the minutes?
I second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Minutes approved.
One or two agenda items? I don't remember. Sorry.
Can we take a
position? Oh, wait. No, there was. David, was there something else you wanted to mention during manager's update? I vaguely remember something.
Okay. No. Oh, I wanted to talk about the Bicycle Pedestrian Advisory Committee. But we can talk about that at the next meeting.
Okay.
I'll prepare an agenda item.
Okay.
Amy, just a quick question. Do we have our solicitations for the board member closed yet?
I have not gone that far, so
Oh, right, sorry.
The interview, I need to schedule the interviews. I didn't get to that today. I'll do it. This week.
Apparently, we get an interview
for resumes to get through.
What? Where are we at on the open position? For the one vacancy for Tanya's position, there are three applicants, I think. I think there's three applicants.
Yeah.
We need to interview them. We've chosen a date. I just need to push out the email to them. I haven't done that yet. I'll do that this week.
You're talking about the 18th?
Sure.
Yeah, is that the one?
That sounds right.
And the other one.
Yeah.
And then
2:30 to 3.
And then the renewal for a couple of your positions was advertised, and then we'd heard from you that you're interested in another round. So by the time we interview these other guys, that one will be closed, and maybe we can do all of them at once.
Are you doing the interview the same way where you have two board members and two staff people? So what is this agenda item, the action item, which is?
Yes, it's
staggering appointments.
Yes.
So at the last meeting, we talked about how our Parks Advisory Board appointees are on a 3-year term, and it alternates between three of you and four of you being up for renewal at one time, right? So when four out of the seven are up for renewal, it presents an issue of continuity and not being able to have a quorum on the board, which happened. We never thought it would, and it did.
For months.
Yeah, and so we went several months without the ability to just do normal business. So we're trying to avoid that happening in the future, and so we looked at some of the other examples of how this is handled at the county in terms of staggering appointments. So you had previously revised your bylaws in March of this year. We discussed it last month, and then what we saw were a couple of different examples. And I think there's no perfect way to do this, but what it appears maybe the best way to do this is to have 3-2-2. So we would start staggering them that way once new members come on board. So right now we have six of you, and the two that are up for renewal
this year.
This year. So those two would get new term members. We'll get new terms. They'll be 3 years out. And then we're replacing Tanya's position. When does her position end?
I got to look at our county website to see that.
Yeah. So, but I think the easiest way to do it would be to just start staggering so they're 3-2-2. And that might mean that when we bring on some new people, that they only have a 2-year term. Then next year, there would be some people that are up for renewal. We have to stagger them differently then. Well, but if we write in the bylaws that it's 3-2-2, that gives you the ability to adjust when we need to.
All the terms would be 3-year terms then.
They would still be 3-year terms.
So you'd be recruiting for 3-1 year, 2-1 year, 2 the next, 3 the next.
Yeah.
So every year you're recruiting. There's never a year where you're not. Whereas before there was 1 year where
you wouldn't have to.
That's the only drawback.
That it is. That's a potential drawback.
You're always different.
And there are other boards that are like that where it happens every year. Like the Railroad Advisory Board was one that I looked at because they have They have 15 members. Oh. And it's every year we do five members, I think. I remember right, because they're 3-year terms. So the other recommendation was midterm vacancies. That person fills the remainder of the term. Is that what we talked about?
That's the way it currently is, because you fill the remainder of the term.
And so to leave it that way, so that you can stay
on. Once you get on the cycle, it should work theoretically.
Yeah, work.
Theoretically. Yeah. And so it'll take us a couple of recruiting periods to get on the cycle. But once we do, then it should be more smooth. Because if you don't fill the remainder of your appointment, you just get a new 3-year term. Then we're going to have chaos.
So what limits this body from just deciding that John and Paolo can serve 2 more years, a term, and then they're on one of those alternating 2-year terms? They can just vote on it.
Are we required to, I don't know the answer to that, but I'm requiring, yeah. I've been on the boards, when your term was up and you had to write a notice of intent that you would like to be considered for the next term, you don't have to post that like publicly to say?
We do, and
okay,
we did.
So that was what hold them up from doing that.
Yeah.
And we can't just say you guys get to stay, and we have to allow anybody from the outside to also apply for that position.
Yeah.
And so they're both up. But I'm guessing Tanya's position is on the same term as you guys.
She took it up as 2025.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so she's got an extra year. So this term that we're doing right now, they would be on for a year, and then they would.
That position, you, me, and Dad. Next year.
All next year.
Yeah, so I can relate it here. James is 25, Teresa 25, John 20, John and myself is 24, Bacon is 25, and Janice is 25.
Yeah, it's a lot.
25,
yeah.
2, 24.
All
25?
Yeah.
Yeah, so next year we're going to have to, so if we put the, change in the place in the bylaws now, and then next year we can do a recruitment and we'll stagger the appointments in, which might mean that some of you have a 4-year term instead of a 3-year term.
You're going to say some of a 2-year term. And that would be under the first alternative that you put out.
But I think if you did a couple of you on a 2-year term next year, like if you were interested in renewing and we did a 2-year term, that then it would conflict with
we quickly get into the stage.
John and Paolo potentially, because you'd be back for a 3-year term appointed at the end of this year. And then at the end of the next year, you'd have 2 years remaining, so we'd put 2 more people on it.
Is there anybody that expires in 26?
No.
Yes.
Nobody in 26.
Yeah.
So what is this?
So this is why, in my opinion, this is dumb. Because we should have the council on the rules should support an executive committee decision that those two can serve another year until 26, so we can solve this problem. Right?
As long as that's not against the bylaws, that's doable.
I think that we have to advertise that we have expiring terms, and I think that's the pinch point, as opposed to just having the latitude to say, hey, we need to fix this problem, and those two we're just gonna let them serve for another year.
Yeah.
But
it doesn't solve the problem next year when we have 5 that are up for.
Then you have 7.
All of us would come up with term on the 31st.
Made the first step.
The first step could be. Paolo and John have 2-year terms. So that would be at the end of 26, you'd be done.
The problem is in our year.
Yeah.
There's only 2 of us.
Yeah.
And so the problem is in our year. The problem, is that when the 5 come up, and that's the one that needs to be broken up.
I say they would be 3-year terms. we won't have to deal with them in a couple of years. Think about them anymore. They're 3-year terms.
So the five come up at the end of 25, and then
I think we stagger them at that point.
Don't we need like a calculator or something, a matrix.
We need a spreadsheet. Yeah, we need somebody to get a Gantt chart.
Give 2 25s. Give 3 25s. 2 25s, and then we're 26.
We have
525.
We have 525.
We'll say 25 is easy because our term expires the 31st.
So then the
other 25 is a new person coming on.
It's here.
So
the new person we could, it's going to come on, we could make them a
2-year appointment.
A 2-year appointment, so they're 26. They do 25 and 26. So what we need to do is, high math, I tell you.
And you two would be 25, 26, 27.
Right.
They would go to 27. They got a 3-year term. Now we've got a bunch of people that we have to get rid of. We can get them moved to another year.
We got to get rid of Don.
That's not true. We can make them all, we can make one person another 27, and then we make, that's one person, and then we make 3 people 28s.
Yeah. Then you have 2, 2, and 3.
And then we make one person a 1-year. And you'd have 2 26, 3 27s.
Yes, we're all going to fight over the 1-year.
But would that be, when you say make them a 1-year, permanently?
No.
Just to get
just to get
because it should be everybody gets 3 years.
It'd be a nice opportunity for somebody who wanted to try it out. Right.
True.
I don't know if I want to do
this. Here's what messes it all up. Someone doesn't finish their term.
Yeah.
That's where we get all messed up.
But you're replacing that person for just that term.
Okay. I think that's how we would fix it then. We come up with the new person gets 3 years. These guys get 3 years. And then, is that what I said? No. Or the new person got 1 year.
What did I say?
We're going to divvy it up next year.
It sounded to me like you had it figured out. So you figure it out again.
But the key is they're 3-year terms.
Yeah.
Anybody that leaves a term early is replaced by someone just for the duration of that term. Then they can apply. Should they so desire.
Right.
And it's just a matter of making some terms longer or shorter
to get
that 3-2-2 stagger.
Right. 3 vacancies, 2 vacancies, 2 vacancies.
Right. So Tanya's vacancy will fill with someone just till the end of her term. When was the end of her term?
25 with the rest of
25.
Us.
And I'm a 25.
Right.
And
so yeah.
So it would make sense to put that person on a new term entirely.
Okay.
I think just to help the stagger.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
In this case, yeah, then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Either a 2 or a 3, just to make it work out, whichever one makes it work out better.
Yeah.
I think we could solve that by just having the 26-year, that of the 4 or 5 that are coming up at 26, have 2 of them just be 1-year term, and then solve the problem.
Yeah.
In the meantime, we have a proposed change to the bylaws, which would allow us to do that.
So our proposal then is that we're going to allow 3-year terms and 2-year terms, or 1-year terms.
No, they're all going to be, you're going to transition to where you have 3 vacancies 1 year, 2 vacancies 1 year, 2 vacancies 1 year, and they're all 3-year terms, which you're going to transition to that by
adjusting next year.
Adjusting the terms until you get to that rotation.
And that needs to be written out clearly so that we understand it. And then we can change the bylaws.
Right. Yeah.
It needs to actually be put into the bylaw.
I think this covers us. Covers our butt here, though, doesn't it? It allows us to adjust that.
Got it. So if John and Paulo have asked to be renewed, and if that goes through, you all vote and agree that you still want to see them here.
Now let me ask you just one. So we show intent, we express our intent, and the other people apply. Do you need, we need to re-interviews, correct, for the applicants? Yeah, okay.
So the way that I've seen that happen in other advisory boards is when the members ask to be brought in for a new term, that there's not an interview process
for them.
Yeah, it's, you guys are, it's just when it comes time to have this whole group make a recommendation to the county manager, then you guys consider that. And
I just want to be clear. I want to be fair to everybody else.
You know, there could be better people than me. I can speak for myself. And I wouldn't have done whatever process.
Yeah.
So if you guys come back for a three-year term, that puts you at 2027, right? Is that right?
25, 26, 27.
Correct. And then the new Tanya would come on. And we would give that person a 4-year term. Or, but I'm thinking if you gave them till 2028, then it would line up with some of the other folks that would. And then you could do a couple of 4-year terms to get people to 2029. Is it, would that be right? No, I guess it would be 26, 27. Yeah, 28, 29. So.
If you gave the new Tanya a 2-year term, they'd be 25, 26, and then they'd be available, eligible. Then they'd have to run again for 27, 28, 29, and then that new person would be making a 4-year commitment.
What you have to do is
I think a 4-year commitment would be a lot.
So new Tanya would be
run until 26, and then.
And we, and the 25s go to 28 for 3-year terms. But we can't have everybody go. There can be five people. So we have someone go into the only a 2-year term so that they can be with Jay and Paolo. And then the new person.
So that's going to be the other two, though.
Is that going to be, and that'll be 2 years.
The problem is this all the five here, right? Yeah. And if we just give 2 1-year terms here, mm-hmm. that would solve the problem.
Yeah.
And that would be without any sort of like extending the lease of people who we're bringing in. I think this is the easiest way is just have Paolo and I next year start a 3-year term, because the problem is this next year when we have five, just make one of those 1 year so it
make two of them 1 year.
Two of them 1 year and problem solved.
Yeah.
It happens that
year. And the new person comes in for what? 2 years.
They would just be a 2-year term come here, and then whoever decides
to be interested in a 1-year term, and they can try it out.
Yeah.
A 4-year term is like,
no.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm. Well, we don't like stuck with
4 years. Yeah, so this is what I was going to ask. So if we bring a member that board fails, like some kind of, I mean, if there's something, but the board fails, like, there should be a change. Is there provision for that?
Council can do it.
Yeah, okay. Council can remove anybody.
Yeah.
That'd be probably really bad for council.
I'm just thinking, just a couple years. I mean, that's a long commitment.
But do we have to make a motion right now to say that we want to create this first option?
I think we would make a motion. We've got a proposed bylaw to change it, which I think allows us to do that.
Yeah, maybe there's another motion on how to change it with all the high math that was just iterated.
We can defer that to next year. We can defer that till next year, though.
We'll say defer that to Teresa.
Yeah.
You could defer that to when you're actually making decisions this year about, you know, John and Paolo's position and then the new person. And what term to give them at that point. And then, again, later when you advertise next year. Because then we'd have to set how we advertise next year.
Well, here's the question.
So people know.
So we have three people that are interviewing. And we technically have three positions. And if we, because we have, so we technically have a new position and then two other positions that they could compete against, right?
Yeah.
So we really, really like these other three people. Can we get rid of these two guys?
Put that in the notes.
Teresa is asking you, that's our sign.
Yeah, you could.
We need to consider other people.
Yeah.
I don't have that pride to say I'm the best. There's always someone better.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah, I'll be fine if some you find someone better.
So Amy, Kevin, a quick question. Could we, for the position that we posted, we can't use that for these guys, can we?
We didn't advertise it that way.
So right. I think that would be fair. I mean, you should do it as it's advertised. Yeah. It's a full-time position, not taking over. Well, that'd be a full-time position too.
Yeah. We advertise it as a replacement position to fill the remainder of the term through the end of next year.
That's kind of what it was. That's kind of what it was.
So it's like kind of what people are expecting to sign up for.
Say, I just want to try it for a year.
Yeah. But so when you advertise for the 1 year terms at the to get the phasing right, you're gonna have to advertise it as a 1 year term.
Right.
Okay.
And then we'll be advertising for two positions for 3 years and one position for 1 year or whatever.
Two positions for 1 year.
And we should say in our request that we would like to be considered for the 3 year position for them.
Yeah.
You're gonna have five people who want the 1 year.
It takes all a year to almost figure it out.
It does. 100% it does. I'm just out there for the first year. Didn't say anything really because
I'm on my 10th month and I'm kind of getting it.
Yeah.
But there's a lot I still haven't figured out yet.
They always use these acronyms that I don't know what they are, and I'm starting to learn those.
So do we want to approve this bylaw here, proposed by law?
This one here, section of four term of office. So read it one more time. Quick. 3 years, the terms you stay here. That's kind of generic. It doesn't say how we're going to...
No, it's that's the same okay. That's, you don't do that in the bylaws.
Yeah, no.
Okay, so I propose that we accept section.
It's how it gets managed moving forward.
Okay. I vote for that we take section four, term of office, and amend it to look this way. To read this.
Second. Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Sounds good.
All right.
Aye.
We'll be talking about the next year. Graph.
And I just checked the advertisement for the two positions was closed on the 18th. Is supposed to close on the 18th.
Okay.
Sorry, is supposed to close on the 18th. So we got a few more days. And, I haven't heard anything else aside from the two of you expressing an interest to continue.
Okay. Anything new for the good of the order? Don, you got anything?
No, nothing for the good of the order.
any discussion from anybody?
That person.
668.
I don't know
that phone number.
Did we not hear the public comments? I'm sorry for my lateness. I guess let me interject. I'm sorry. Apologies for my lateness. I was on another call and it gets a little bit hectic. But I did see in the agenda there was a public comment from Michaela. Was she addressed?
She did not attend.
Yes.
And what about the landowner? Did he get resolution as well?
No, but we're working on it. He appeared. He was here and said a few words.
Okay.
And Kevin and Dave are working on it, I think. So.
Yes, we're working on it, Don, with the property management committee.
Yeah. Okay. Just curious. I'd be interested to read the minutes of what transpired or what exactly you guys are going to be doing or leaning or not doing anything, or I don't know. I'm just curious.
We didn't really discuss it with
because it's a real estate transaction. We didn't discuss it in this forum.
Okay.
So
that's all I needed. Thanks. If I need more, I'll give you a buzz. But I'm okay. Good.
Thank you. Yeah.
No. Thank you. Thank you very much.
And we have an unidentified person.
Caller.
Caller with phone number.
668.
Hello.
They're on a call.
Yeah, hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah,
hello. My name is Brandon Erickson, and I am an applicant to the board. I turned in an application in late July and then was told that I needed to resubmit, which I did just yesterday. So I'm interested in volunteering and serving on the board and am listening in just to try to get up to speed on the issues.
Thank you.
Thanks, Brandon. Welcome. Amy here will be in touch with you soon to schedule an interview.
Great. Looking forward to it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anybody got anything else? Everybody's quiet. Set a new record.
I think you're great. we can change that, Jim.
Not a new record. We've been out of here before. Like 4:45 or something. Okay. Right. I think with quorum. Yeah. All right.
There you go.
Yeah. I prefer we have quorum.
Well, thanks, team. And
thank you, Don.
Okay. Thanks, Don. Talk to y'all later.
All right. That's what you wrote.
Mr. Panthers, thank you for coming. We appreciate
it. Thank you. You bet.
Cheers.
At the pump station.